the rest of the story. I was just noticing the buttons on the sleeve of your jacket. The buttons on your sleeve. 3 buttons, 4 buttons. You ever wonder how they got there? They began as ornaments. A portrait of one mid-14th century gentleman depicts no fewer than 40 buttons on the sleeve of his undervest alone. Today, buttons on sleeve jackets are just as ornamental as ever. Some jewelers offer sets of solid gold diamond-studded button caps for many thousands of dollars. But there was one fellow who found a distinctly practical use for coat sleeve buttons. King Frederick II of Prussia. Frederick the Great. Why, coat sleeve buttons were mandatory in that king's army. That is the rest of the story. We wear so much that we don't need. And before this starts sounding like like a pitch for a nudist colony, I should explain I'm talking about the subtle appointments of standard clothing, like collars, for example. On your shirt, a collar gives your equally useless necktie something to wrap around. Aside from that, it's just one more piece of material to get sent back from the cleaners with too much or too little starch. Coat collars used to be pull-upable to keep the chill off your neck. While many winter overcoat collars still are, the collar on your suit coat or sport coat is likely to be steamed or sewn or glued or otherwise frozen in place. How about those lapel buttonholes? Did you ever look at the button the hole is supposed to go with? Can't find it. Now, understand, this is not an indictment of contemporary men's dress. For reasons of cultural habit and distinction, Western worlders generally agree that a man looks his best in a shirt and a coat and a tie. In fact, recent history has acceptably trimmed a number of frills and fripperies from your finery. Shoelaces as in are not necessarily anymore. The past 2 decades also shook the cuffs off your breeches and moved belts from a must to an option. But those useless ornamental buttons on the sleeves of your jacket, they're still there. And it took Frederick the Great, the King of Prussia, to come up with a genuinely innovative, thoroughly practical use for them. The soldiers in Frederick's army did not start out with sleeve buttons on their uniforms. Matter of fact, historians just can't find those distinctive buttons on any military uniform. Before Frederick. As far as Frederick was concerned, those buttons were strictly, distinctly utilitarian. He put them there for a specific purpose, to solve a definite problem, and they worked. They worked so well that Napoleon Bonaparte, as an admirer of Frederick the Great, Napoleon made his soldiers wear coat sleeve buttons also. For Frederick II, the King of Prussia, was known for attention to detail, for personal cleanliness, excessive for his time. He washed his hands a lot. In an era when changing one's shirt once a week was considered overdoing it, Frederick changed his shirt every day. So just imagine how he felt when he saw his own infantrymen wiping the perspiration from their brows, sometimes wiping their noses on the sleeves of their uniforms. And that is why fastidious Frederick made rows of buttons mandatory on all military sleeves, so that whenever his soldiers tried to use their sleeves as handkerchiefs, thus smudging their smart uniforms, they'd scratch themselves. Now you know the rest of the story.